Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, I've been kind of on an old world jag, especially with a lot of Italian wines.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one area that I'm really just not that up to speed on, which is the Piedmont area, which I know Barolo's, but there's a, I won't say a lesser grape, but another grape that deserves some merit, and you've been looking into it.
Well, it's Barbera. And I got to tell you, Hugh, for years, I have been very unimpressed with a lot of the Barbera d'Albas and Barbera d'Asti's that have come over. Thin, tart, almost nasty wines. Didn't see a lot of merit. So I went over there with kind of a chip on my shoulder, and I met with a few really good winemakers and started tasting their Barberas, and wow, just night and day difference.
Wow.
The good stuff over there is truly good indeed. So I came back a changed man, and I'm really in love with the grape now. I want to talk about three that represent different rungs of quality.
Okay.
Starting with one called Cantina St. Agata Barbera d'Asti, and it's called Baby. That's the nickname for the wine. It's right there on the label. $13 for the 2016. When I used to have this wine, I really didn't like it at all. Earlier vintages.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the 2016, and I got to tell you, it's a much improved edition of the wine. Maybe it's a different winemaker. I don't know. But the wine, while still being light, which is a trademark of Barbera, had a fair amount of fruit to it, decent tannins, appropriate acid, and minimal tartness. So it was something that I was getting a bitter raspberry dominating the flavor along with some woody, briary notes. But it's a simple wine, perfect for pizza or, to just have a nice little tomato sauce pasta.
Sure.
No big deal, but, at $13, I think it's fine. At the same price, though, we can step up in quality. There's a winery called Ca del Sarto making a Barbera d'Alba. This is actually a négociant, and they buy wine from around Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Their Barbera d'Alba is a distinct step up. It's light, round. Rather soft. It's very much a good cafe wine.
Okay.
So something you just kick back and enjoy. Not serious at all. On the palate, it's part bitter, part sweet, with notable acidity. And the fruit is classic sour cherry with bitter dark chocolate. I want to have a plate of cured meat and strong cheeses with this one. It was really good. And I think at $13, this is distinctly a really good value. Now, let's take a big step up in quality, and it's only going to cost you a few more bucks. For $18, you get the Palladino Barbera d'Alba Superiore 2015. Palladino is one of the leading wineries in the Barolo region, and they make a lot of different things. This is just a wonderful Barbera. It's full-flavored, rich, soft, round, complex. The sweet bitter thing goes on in this one, too. It's got some greater nuance, though, in it, which is what I really like. The aroma shows roses and blackcurrant, pretty classic. And the flavors show tart red cherries, what I would call underripe blackberries with a bottom layer of bitter coffee and something like a little sweet layer of like fruit preserves.
Wow.
So this is just a lot going on for $18. This, I think, is extremely good value. And I just can't say enough about the Palladino line of wines. They're really good. We're going to put all these wines on the website. You can go check them out. And there's also a way that you can find how to order these wines. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.